Back now with Day to Day, and time now for our regular Friday feature, a digest of what the movie critics are saying about the new releases out this weekend. Here is Mark Jordan Ligon with Slate Summary Judgment.
Forget the Baldwin brothers. It's time to make room for those talented, rascally Wilson brothers. We've all grown to love Owen with his broken-nosed surfer dude vibe and the toothy charm of Luke. But did you know there's a third Wilson brother named Andrew? Well, they've all gotten together to make the quirky comedy The Wendell Baker Story, about an ex-con trying to win back his girlfriend.
We can beat this thing. We can beat it.
Their evidence seems pretty strong.
Are you kidding me? They could have done this on some back lot in Burbank, California, man. Come on. Same place they did the lunar landing.
The nation's critics have mixed feelings about this Wilson family affair. Even though The Hollywood Reporter guffaws, the film succeeds, feeling like a good-natured throwback, and The Village Voice barks, a sweet, dumb pup of a movie, the LA Times finds it dark and weird, confounding and dull. In limited release, we have the ensemble drama Even Money, which follows a group of gambling addicts whose lives become forever entwined. Tim Roth, Danny DeVito, and Forrest Whitaker head the large cast.
We got a really good thing going here. We're on the rise, man. We are on the rise, and it is only going to get better and better and better. I promise.
It doesn't feel right anymore.
You love booking, Murph. Tell me you don't.
It's not good what we do, Og.
The critics yell craps. Overstructured and overacted, warns Entertainment Weekly. The Hollywood Reporter moans overlong and overstuffed with cliches, and Variety says Even Money hardly delves beneath the surface. And in wide, wide release comes Shrek the Third. That's right, that lovable big green ogre is back with Fiona and Donkey and the whole gang ready to make you laugh and buy more green-colored merchandise. Mike Myers, Eddie Murphy, and Cameron Diaz return to voice their popular characters.
There are several functions that require your attendance, sir.
Great. Let's get started.
Come on, lazy bones. It's time to get moving.
The critics are split on the third installment. The Seattle Post-Intelligencer calls it fairly underwhelming. Real Views sighs more of the same. But many agree with the New York Times, which cheers, Shrek the Third seems at once more energetic and more relaxed, less desperate to prove its cleverness, and therefore, to some extent, smarter. Well, you know, between Spider-Man 3, Saw 3, and the upcoming Pirates of the Caribbean 3 at World's End, it seems to me that anything coming out now should just add a 3 at the end of its title and you're guaranteed to be a hit. You know, but that'd be incredibly greedy and transparent. What's this? You want me to read this? We hope you've enjoyed listening to Summary Judgment 3, Revenge of the Sith, on Day to Day 3, The Prisoner of Azkaban.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer living in Los Angeles. Note he has three names. And also, curiously, he is the third of four children.